You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And now Jesus is going to give us some signs in this chapter so that you will know his return is near. And that this number is getting close to being reached, and that this door is about to be shut. Now, with the signs is the absolute dire warning that if you miss this, if you miss Jesus' return, all is lost. If you are not inside the kingdom when the door is shut, if you are not inside the kingdom when the door is shut, you are lost. There's no second train. There's one train. And you got to enter in now. In another place, Jesus says, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life. And there are so few that find it. We're considering two things. Number one, the signs. Number two, the urgency. That at any moment, the times of the Gentiles will be complete. And once that is, again, it's like the ark. Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The overarching theme over all of this is his first warning given in verse 4. Again, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming? And of the end of the age. And Jesus answered and said, take heed that no one deceives you. Again, to think that something is something. 16 speed. To think that something is something. While something is actually something else. To think that something, the coronavirus, AIDS, swine flu, bird flu, is something. Just one of those things, as the world turns. Well, something, that is those things, is actually something else. And that's a sign that Jesus is coming back soon. You're deceived if you think anything else other than that. That's what he wants you to take from the signs that are all around us. To be deceived is to be tricked. It's to be misled. It's to fall for something that was a lie. Something that if you knew, you wouldn't have fallen for it. Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 3, if you would, starting in verse 1. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, hath God indeed said, you will not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not die. God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. All right, notice, the first sin introduces some new emotions. Guilt. Shame. They didn't exist prior to this. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked." You know, I'll be willing to bet that that's number three trait, lying. I think he's lying to him. What do you think? "I was afraid because I was naked." I don't buy that. I think you didn't want to see God because you were a sinner now. And you felt all of a sudden your conscience is playing with you. All of a sudden you feel convicted of sin now, and not because you're naked. Haven't you ever sinned before and you want to run away from God? Or church is the last place you want to go to? It's human nature on the inside of you. That's why when things happen to you, this is the best place to be. Because this is where you can get right with God. "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" And the man said, "That woman you gave to be with me, she did it. She gave me of the tree and I ate." And the Lord God, that goes without comment. I need no commentary on that. Is that just men down to the T or what? "It's not my fault, God. It's that woman you gave to me." Not even wife. "It's my sugar britches here. It's my honey child." "No, it's that woman that you..." Now she's a woman. "It's that woman you gave to..." "It's her fault. Here I was, minding..." I told you this. Just did not need my commentary. You enticed me into commenting on this. "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "I concur." He said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" Actually, I guess he did concur. The woman said, "The serpent deceived me." King James says beguiled. "The serpent deceived me and I ate." And you and I know full well that if she would have known what would be the end result of her being deceived, she wouldn't have done it. Do you think if she would have known that by you doing this, you are going to introduce sin to the human race? You're going to cause little children to die of cancer, and you're going to cause the Son of God to die naked on the cross. Have an apple. Right, you're supposed to laugh. That's ludicrous. Do you think she would have done what she did if she would have known what would have happened? No way. See, she was deceived. She thought something was something. The apple was just a way to get knowledge. She thought something was something, while something, the axe, was something else, and that is sin entering mankind. The Son of God dying naked on the cross. That's what it means to be deceived. I'm not going to talk about it. You can read about Judas. Matthew 27, verse 2, when Judas, the Bible says, when he saw what happened to Jesus, he took the money and he hurled it in the temple. And he cried out, "I've sinned." Judas was deceived. If he would have willingly known he was going to hell fire, and he was going to cause the Son of God to die naked on the cross, do you think he would have done what he did? No way. What will be the sign of your coming? What are the signs of the end of the age? Take heed that no one deceives you. Don't be deceived like Judas was. Don't be deceived like Eve. Eve was deceived into listening to Satan because his lie sounded like it was something that was good for her, while God was being just too restrictive. At least that's what she believed. The last time I preached through this, I learned that to be deceived is to think that the signs don't amount to a hill of beans and they're just meaningless. And they're just one of those things. Now, back to verse 3. What will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? Jesus said, take heed that no man deceives you. And now he starts with the word for. He's going to show how you, oh, experienced Christian, can and will be deceived if you're not careful. And if you're not reading tomorrow's newspaper today, the Holy Bible, he starts, for, meaning this is how. For many will come in my name, saying, ego eimi ho Christos. And they will deceive many. First sign is false messiahs everywhere. Remember, anti is not, antichrist is not Frankenstein against the wolf man. Anti means instead of. The Greek word anti means an alternative to. And it means in place of. Like when John said, of his grace we have all received, and grace for grace. That's charis, anti-charis. Grace in place of. When you use up all the grace he's given you, he'll give you some more. Praise God. Charis, anti-charis. You will hear of wars in verse 6, and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Maybe you say, well, there's always been wars. And there really has been. There's under like 200 years in history since Adam that they can count that there hasn't been wars going on. There always has. But my understanding of this now has changed. That is, unrest in the world is a sign that the Prince of Peace is gone, has departed. And there is no peace until he returns. And that he's coming back again. That's the sign. Pay attention to the signs, he says. You know, but praise God, you can have peace. The Bible says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that, by the way, is how you are to endure in a world that is absent from peace, and that is you to have inner peace. For you to have the Holy Spirit, for you to be a Christian, for you to be a believer, for you to have your name written in the book of life. That's how you get through this. Inner peace that no Democrat can tax, no ACLU can sue, no politician can punish you for, and no devil can take from you. It's the peace that he gives you. The peace of God that passes all understanding. The unrest in the world and the wars are a sign just like the rainbow. The rainbow is a sign.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford.